from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
VOI listener, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. President Prabowo Subianto overseas visit emphasized Indonesia's international role. Indonesian Broadcasting Commission appreciate quality of Indonesian radio and television broadcasts. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's overseas visit highlights Indonesia's significant role in the international arena. Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Mutia Hafid said on Friday. According to her, the request for Indonesia to attend bilateral and multilateral meetings shows that Indonesia is highly respected and its role is awaited by the whole world. President Prabowo Subianto is currently on a state visit to several countries, including China, the United States, Peru, Brazil, and the United Kingdom. He will commence his overseas trip by meeting President of China Xi Jinping. Then he will continue his journey to the United States to meet President Joe Biden. The Indonesian Broadcasting Commission held the Commission's Award 2024 at the Abdurrahman Saleh Auditorium of RRI in Jakarta on Friday to appreciate quality Indonesian radio and television broadcasts. Chairperson of the Commission, Ubaidillah, in his speech appreciated the television and radio programs nominated for the award, and according to him, all nominated programs have good quality.
Izinkan saya mengucapkan terima kasih kepada peserta anugerah KPI 2024.
Let me express my gratitude to the participants of the Commission or KPI Award 2024. We received more than 400 broadcast programs from participating broadcast institution, and after going through the judging process, you have been selected as nominees. Ladies and gentlemen, we are fully aware that the broadcast programs we received have good quality, and this is also a proof of how television and radio continue to grow creatively and innovatively and present the best program to entertain and educate the public. Further on, Ubaidillah is optimistic that quality radio and television programs will have a positive impact on nation building and become a bridge to achieving the vision of Golden Indonesia 2045. In the midst of technological challenges that have an impact on disrupting the hopes that broadcasting institution in Indonesia will continue to serve the community. In the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission or KPI Award 2024, Public Broadcasting Institution Radio Republic Indonesia won almost all radio content categories. Founder and chairperson of the Foreign Policy Community of Indonesia, Dino Patijalal, has said that Indonesia needs to formulate climate solutions that are in harmony with Islamic values. This was conveyed by Dino Patijalal at the presentation of the results of the Purpose Indonesia survey in Jakarta on Friday. Purpose Indonesia is a communication agency in the social and environmental fields. The survey, involving 3,000 Muslim respondents and hundreds of Muslim leaders in Indonesia, found a significant increase in the attention of Muslims to the issue of climate change. Even so, Dinopati Jalal explained that there are still many challenges faced to be able to align climate change management programs with religious teaching.
And the result of this is very interesting because it's something that the government and the policymakers must know about, that they would accept that climate targets is aligned with the teachings of Islam, but there are a lot of barriers. There's a lot of hurdles from translating that into concrete climate action to reduce emissions.
Furthermore, in the survey released by Purpose Indonesia, 22% of respondents stated that they do trust religious leaders more on environmental issues than activists, scientists, or national governments. These findings highlight the great potential for religious leaders to help raise public awareness of the climate crisis. With the results of this survey, Dinopati Jalal hopes that the government and other stakeholders can work together to encourage concrete actions that are aligned with Islamic values in order to achieve more ambitious climate targets. The Indonesian and Russian navies on Friday completed the sea phase of the 2024 Omudar joint training in the Jawa Sea near Surabaya, East Jawa. The joint training, consisting of the harbor phase and sea phase, took place from November the 4th until 8th. The joint training closing ceremony took place on the sea, and Russian Navy ships participating in the agenda directly sailed to their base. This was said by head of the Indonesian Navy's Information Office for the 2nd Fleet Command, Colonel Widyo Sasongko, on Friday. According to him, for the joint training, the Indonesian Navy deployed KRI Gusti Ngurah Rai frigate ship, Frans Kasiepo corvette ship, and Mbe Panther anti-submarine chopper. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas expressed readiness to work toward a just and comprehensive peace in Gaza during a phone call with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Friday. As reported by ArabNews.com, Trump's victory came with the Middle East in turmoil after the outbreak of the Gaza war in October 2023, triggered by the unprecedented attacks on Israel by Palestinian militant group Hamas. Congratulating Trump on his victory, Abbas expressed readiness to work with President Trump to achieve a just and comprehensive peace based on international legitimacy. The Biden administration has lifted a de facto ban on American military contractors deploying to Ukraine to help the country's military maintain and repair U.S.-provided weapon system, particularly F-16 fighter jets and Patriot air defense system. As quoted by CNN.com, the new policy approved earlier this month before the election would allow the Pentagon to provide contracts to American companies for work inside Ukraine for the first time since Russia invaded in 2022. Officials said they hope it will speed up the maintenance and repairs of weapon system being used by the Ukrainian military. It is not clear whether Donald Trump will keep the policy in place when he takes office in January. Trump has said he hopes to end the war between Ukraine and Russia within 24 hours of returning to power. Vietnam is on the cusp of a major opportunity to deeply engage in the semiconductor industry and has clearly demonstrated its ambition to become a key link in the global semiconductor supply chain. As reported by VOVworld.vn, this is a shared sentiment among leading enterprises and international partners at the Vietnam Semiconductor Industry Exhibition 2024, held in Hanoi on Thursday and Friday. World Bank's Country Director for Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos, Mariam Sherman, explained Vietnam's path toward a relatively clear, having issued a development strategy for the semiconductor industry until 2030 with a vision to 2050 and approved the program on developing human resources for the semiconductor industry last September. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from the Tapin Regency, South Kalimantan Province. The Tapin Regency government of South Kalimantan has proposed Carita Mas Puppetry to be recorded as an intangible cultural heritage of Indonesia in 2024. Quoted by Antara in Jakarta, head of the cultural division of the Tapin Culture and Tourism Office, Riza Pahlavi, in Rantau Tapin Wednesday said that this effort was made so that this tradition would continue and be known by the younger generation. Carita Mas Puppetry is a local cultural heritage in the form of performing arts that are rich in regional culture. He explained that the Carita Mas Puppetry performance uses masks to depict various characters and stories and is often taken from local stories or famous epics such as the Ramayana and Mahabharata. According to him, in its performance, this art combines elements of music, dance, and drama to create an interesting experience for the audience. Each mask has its own meaning and reflects certain traits or characters so that the players can express emotions and stories visually. The next news comes from Banyuwangi Regency, East Java Province. Banyuwangi Regency, East Java hosts the Asian Science and Mathematics Olympiad for primary and secondary schools from November 11th to 16th. Acting Regent of Banyuwangi, Sugirah in Banyuwangi Wednesday said that this international Olympiad is attended by hundreds of participants from 12 countries, including the Philippines, Hong Kong, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, Pakistan, and Taiwan. Sugirah said that the selection of Banyuwangi as the venue for the event is inseparable from the commitment of the local government, which paid great attention to the field of education, especially in the field of mathematics. The latest news comes from Makassar City, South Sulawesi Province. Hasanuddin University in Makassar, through the Department of Geophysics, Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, in collaboration with the Department of Geological Engineering, Faculty of Engineering, held the International Conference on Geosciences and Technology 2024 in Makassar Wednesday. A number of foreign speakers were present from various universities such as Nanjang Technology University Singapore, Chiba University Japan, and University of Bucharest Romania. The conference took the theme Global Collaboration in Earth Sciences for Natural Hazard Mitigation and Near-Surface Exploration. The Chancellor of Hasanuddin University, Professor Jamaluddin Jompa, in his remarks said that Indonesia, as a country that is vulnerable to disasters such as earthquakes, volcanoes, and floods, requires innovation and global cooperation in the field of geosciences. International Conference on Geosciences and Technology 2024 is held to strengthen academic relations between Hasanuddin University and various higher education institutions. This conference is expected to inspire the latest research and ongoing collaboration between academics and practitioners in the field of geosciences. That was news from across Indonesia.
Thank you. begin today in history with the event of November 9, 1921. Einstein received the Nobel Prize in Physics. On November 9, 1921, Albert Einstein received the Nobel Prize in Physics. As quoted by NobelPrize.org, the 1921 Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded to Albert Einstein for his services to theoretical physics, and in particular for his discovery of the law of photoelectric effect. But the Nobel Prize was not awarded until a year later. The Nobel Committee for Physics decided that none of the 1921 nominees met the criteria. Based on Alfred Nobel's testament, the Nobel Prize in this case would be reserved until the following year, and this law was subsequently implemented. Therefore, Albert Einstein received his Nobel Prize for 1921 one year later in 1922. And we end today in history with the event of the Berlin Wall being torn down. For nearly 28 years, being a barrier dividing West and East Germany, the Berlin Wall was torn down on 9th of November 1989. Originally, a barbed wire was built to blockade the way into the West Germany. Lots of East Germans fled to the West because they disagreed with the communist government in the East. The concrete wall was built on August 15, 1961. Then it was named the Berlin Wall. The fall of the Berlin Wall symbolized the collapse of the communist bloc and also the end of the Cold War. Later, November 9th was celebrated as World Freedom Day. And that's today in history.
Akhirnya ku sadari bila diri ini telah masuk dalam permainanmu. Kini ku sadari bukan hanya diriku yang telah menjadi sandaran hatimu. Dalam
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled Ministry of Transportation Encourages Navigation Safety in the Straits of Malacca and Singapore. The Director General of Sea Transportation of the Indonesian Ministry of Transportation continues to strive to improve navigation safety in the Straits of Malacca and Singapore to ensure shipping safety in the strategic maritime route. These efforts were realized through the 31st Aids to Navigation Funds Committee meeting in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara on November the 6th and 7th. The meeting was attended by representatives of countries and international institutions such as from Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Japan, South Korea, Saudi Arabia, as well as the Malacca Strait Council, the Nippon Foundation, and the Weatherby Publishing Group. Director of Navigation of the Directorate General of Sea Transportation of the Indonesian Ministry of Transportation, Budi Mantoro, who led the Indonesian delegation on Wednesday, said the Aids to Navigation Fund Committee is a collaboration forum of three countries, namely Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore. This forum aims to maintain and preserve navigational aids along the Straits of Malacca and Singapore. In addition, head of Tanjung Priok Type B Navigation District, Mugen S. Sartoto, who acted as the chair of the meeting, emphasized the importance of the role of the Aids to Navigation Fund in improving navigational safety on the world's busiest shipping lanes. Mugen Sartoto also expressed his appreciation to all contributing countries for their commitment to maintaining safety in this region. On this occasion, Indonesia also expressed its commitment to continue supporting the Aids to Navigation Fund program, including maintenance and renewal project for navigational facilities in the Strait region. In addition, each country delegation provided a report on maintenance and work plans for 2025 and discussed the performance of navigational aids in the traffic separation scheme along the Straits of Malacca and Singapore in 2024. At the end of the meeting, Indonesia, which has been the Aids to Navigation Fund Secretariat since 2022 to 2024, will hand over the role of this secretariat to Singapore for the period 2025-2026. That was my Indonesia today.
Come.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, enjoying the cool mountain air at the foot of Mount Merapi in the special region of Yogyakarta province can be done in many ways. One of them is visiting the Plosu Kuning Tourism Village on Jalan Agrotourism, kilometer 3.5 in Bangun Kerto Village, Turi Sub-District, Sleman District, Yogyakarta Special Region. This tourism village has beautiful salak farming area, cool air, and has a beautiful natural panorama. Listener, this tourism village was established around 1800 AD, and its name was inspired by the presence of yellow ploso trees around the rice field. Therefore, Ploso Kuning was chosen as the name of the village. As a tourism village, Ploso Kuning Village has one icon that becomes the end point of river trekking, namely Kedung Kuning. Here visitors will also find a variety of beautiful cliff, namely colorful cliff. In addition to nature tourists, Ploso Kuning Tourism Village also has another tour package, such as salak garden tours. Here visitors can enjoy a salak garden tour, picking fresh salak fruit directly from the tree. And for art and culture lovers, there is a gamelan education. You can learn and play traditional Japanese musical instruments such as gamelan. Since there is a batik training center here, those who are interested can try their hand at the art of batik. As a tourism attraction, Ploso Kuning Tourism Village has its own charm. The natural scenery is so beautiful. The stretching rice fields are suitable for relieving fatigue. Ploso Kuning also offers an unforgettable experience, as the village has a river with clear and clean water, creating a peaceful and calming atmosphere. In addition, the clear river water allows you to enjoy the views of the riverbed filled with beautiful rocks. Along the way down the river, visitors will be treated to spectacular and colorful views of the cliff. The tourism village also offers a variety of exciting activities, such as trying out the rocking bridge that tests your balance, enjoying the fresh water from the natural fountain, or relaxing on a bamboo raft. In the tourism village of Ploso Kuning, you can also stay at the resident housing at a friendly price. Each house here can usually accommodate around 3 until 4 people. The route access to Ploso Kuning Tourism Village is very good, so that tourists who will visit are easy to find. Currently, the management of the tourism village has completed it by adding photo spot and also available culinary specialties of the village, such as gudeg salak, which is a must try dish, and wedang salak, typical of Ploso Kuning, which is warm and sweet, ready to warm the body in the cool air of the village, and other processed salak product. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder.
Mengapa wajahmu membuat pelita bergetar cahayanya? Sukmaku terenggut tanpa daya. Apakah ini namanya cinta? Apakah ini namanya cinta? Apakah ini namanya cinta? Apakah ini namanya cinta? Hatiku tercuri setelah sekian lama diriku sendiri. Kini ku temukan cinta sejati. Semoga bukan mimpi, mimpi. Mengapa ku cekap rinduku, tetapi kuasa ku pendam rasa tetap gelisah. Apakah ini namanya cinta? Apakah ini namanya cinta? Apakah ini namanya cinta? Apakah ini namanya cinta? Hatiku tercuri setelah sekian lama diriku sendiri. Kini ku temukan cinta sejati. Semoga bukan mimpi, mimpi.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program we present to you, Miscellany.
Listener, welcome back to the weekend edition of Miscellany. This time we present to you the extraordinary achievement of an Indonesian student in the international arena, Felicia Dahayu, a student from SDN 1 Pesanggerahan Banyuwangi State Elementary School, won a gold medal in the International Coding Competition, the 9th World Innovative Technology Challenge 2024. The event took place on November 2nd and 3rd, 2024 at Chonam National University, South Korea. Although her school is located far away in a remote village, about 60 minutes from city center of Banyuwangi, East Java Province, Felicia showed that distance does not limit the potential of the nation's youth to compete internationally. Felicia is not only an accomplished player in coding, but is also the result of the Smart Guessing mathematics training program facilitated by the Banyuwangi Regency Government. This program aims to produce math experts from village children in Banyuwangi and has proven to be successful in honing Felicia's abilities. With the guidance of Professor Yohannes Surya, an Indonesian Sikhist who is also the mentor of the Indonesian Sikh Olympiad, Felicia underwent intensive training and succeeded in showing brilliant achievement, including becoming the champion of the ASEAN Mathematics Olympiad. Now, Felicia is preparing herself for the ASEAN Mathematics Olympiad, which will be held this year. Through advanced training in mathematics and coding, Felicia is not only the pride of Banyuwangi people, but also a real example that with enthusiasm, hard work, and the right support, children from any region can achieve their dreams. The Banyuwangi Regency government, through the Smart Gazing program, is now preparing more village children who have extraordinary abilities in mathematics and science. And that's Miscellany.
Sejak engkau mendua, entah apa yang ku rasakan memandang peri.
Kasihmu yang
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Tembang Pahlawan to be sung by Hetty Koes Endang. This song by Budiman Beje was popularized by Hetty Koes Endang and released on 1st of January 1980. The song tells the story of heroes who have passed away on the battlefield to realize an independent nation at the cost of their lives. This song also reminds the younger generation not to forget the services of heroes, even though they do not expect anything in return. This song also reminds the younger generation to continue the struggle of the heroes. Here is Hetty Koes Endang with keroncong song entitled Tembang Pahlawan. Happy listening.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Kamelia, bangkitkan kembali rinduku, mengajakku ke sana. Ingin ku berlari mengejar seribu bayangmu, Kamelia. Tak pedulikan ku terjang, biarpun harus ku tembus padang hilalang. Tiba-tiba langkahku terhenti, sejuta tangan telah menahanku. Ingin ku maki mereka, berkata tak perlu kau berlari mengejar mimpi yang tak pasti. Hari ini juga mimpi, maka biarkan ia datang di hatimu, di hatimu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
listener, thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma, signing out. Bye for now.